Iran's president says the country is at the final stage of overcoming Iranophobia across the world. Hassan Rouhani said Iran has now reached an important point in the international arena. He made the comments in the northwestern city of Tabriz. Saudi fighter jets have carried out several airstrikes on Sa'dah province in Yemen. The regions of Maran, Malahed, and Zahir have been targeted. Earlier, warplanes pounded Neri Mountain near the capital Sana'a and forced dozens of families to flee. Over 3,700 people have been killed by Saudi airstrikes in Yemen since late March. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman Marzi Afram says UN envoy to Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed is set to visit Iran. Afram said Sheikh Ahmed will hold talks with Iranian officials in the coming days. Afram once again slammed the Saudi aggression against Yemen and called for national dialogue in the Arab country. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations has called on the Security Council to censure Israel's top military official's suggestion of a nuclear attack on Iran. Olam Ali Khoshru said the recent comments by Moshe Yaalon were crude threats that show the aggressive nature of Israel. A young Palestinian man has been shot dead after ramming his car into two Israeli police officers. The incident took place at the Al-Tur neighborhood in Jerusalem. Al-Quds tensions have been on the rise between Israelis and Palestinians since the collapse of U.S.-brokered so-called peace talks last April. Indonesian fishermen have rescued nearly 400 starving Rohingya migrants who were stranded at sea for more than 4 months. Rohingya Muslims are fleeing persecution in Myanmar. Some 3,000 have already arrived or have been rescued off the coasts of Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia. A fire at an apartment block in Azerbaijan's capital Baku has left at least 17 people dead. Over 60 others have also been injured in the incident. Officials blame the low quality of plastic paneling on the 16-story building for the fire. An investigation has been launched into the tragic event. In the U.S., strong storms have spread across Texas and Oklahoma. At least 17 tornadoes have been reported in the two states. Twisters in the city of Mineral Wall, west of Dallas, have caused damage to power lines, cars, and several buildings. Strong winds are now heading towards the northwest of Texas.